On the KSRO live line is famed attorney Alan Dershowitz. His clients have included Patty Hearst, Klaus von Bülow, O.J. Simpson, many, many more. Let's say good morning to Alan Dershowitz. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well, sir. Nice to have you here. It's been very interesting to read such a proponent of civil liberties doing opinion pieces for Fox News, like the one that you've just done about Donald Trump Jr.'s interaction with that Russian attorney. How do you view these latest developments, and is it a criminal issue?
No, I don't think it's a criminal issue. Here you have a private citizen meeting with a Russian who says he can provide dirt to help his father win the election. That's dirty politics, and I think the American public has the right to hold it against Trump Jr. and maybe even against the campaign. But I can't find a statute that would be violated. There are some who argue that it would, if they had accepted the dirt, it would constitute a campaign contribution from a foreign country. That's a real, real stretch, whether information can constitute a campaign contribution. See, for me, the analogy is the New York Times publishing the Pentagon Papers or the Washington Post publishing the theft, the stolen material stolen by people like Snowden and Manning. The thieves should be punished, the people who engage in the illegal activity, but the people who use the material, they have a First Amendment right to use that material. So I think that Donald Trump Jr., on the basis of what we now know, is off the hook criminally, but you know, he has to answer some hard questions. Why would you accept information from Russians? Is that really the patriotic thing to do? I think it's a fair question to ask, but it's not a crime.
Alan, now, whether or not there was collusion between the Trump administration and the Russian government, we don't know. But what we do know is that the Trump administration is good for your profession, lawyering, because clearly there's some muddied waters, because if it wasn't, we wouldn't be talking about this every day.
Oh, of course not. And you know, I know all the lawyers. These are lawyers I've worked with. They're friends of mine. And it's a full employment program for lawyers, company you just hired. Alan Futterfuss, who I've worked with before, who's a very experienced former prosecutor, and I know the lawyers who are representing the president, every person who is in the sights of a special counsel should get a lawyer and should get legal advice immediately. Jared Kushner's lawyer is my former student and research assistant, so I know a lot of these people, and you know, it's very similar to what happened when Bill Clinton was impeached. The lawyers came on and defended him, and people criticized the lawyers. People criticize the lawyers now for doing this, but that's what lawyers are supposed to do.
I have to ask you, Alan, because it's coming up next week, O.J. Simpson's parole hearing about the middle of next week. Were you surprised by the sentence that he got originally, and what do you think is going to happen with him?
Well, I think it was a shocking sentence. He wasn't sentenced for what he did in Nevada. He was sentenced for what the judge thought he did in California.
Yep.
That's not fair. What he did in Nevada usually would get a sentence of 6 months imprisonment, going and trying to take back mementos that belonged to him. Of course, he did have a gun, and that did warrant some serious consequence. But the degree of punishment obviously would never have been inflicted on him had it not been believed that he had done the things for which he was acquitted in California.
Do you think he'll get parole first time out?
I can't predict. I don't really know what the parole system is in Nevada, but I hope he does. He deserves it. He deserves to live out the rest of his life.
If people bump into you in the street, they want to know, did O.J. do it? Is that what people say to you when they see you?
They ask me. They ask me all the time, starting with my mother and my wife and my children. And obviously, I can't tell them. I have a funny story about that. When Benjamin Netanyahu was elected Prime Minister of Israel, he called me into his office, and he said, I have a really important question to ask you. I thought it would be about Iran. He said, did O.J. do it? And I said, Mr. Prime Minister, does Israel have nuclear weapons? He said, well, you know I can't tell you that. And I said, you know I can't tell you that. So we all have secrets. We all have secrets that we can't share.
Well, that's a great story and very illustrative of the amount of interest that was developed by O.J. Simpson. Well, Alan, a pleasure to have you on. I hope we can have a chat or two in the future. Thanks for being with us. That's Alan Dershowitz, an attorney whose name most of us know around the United States of America.